Sam Bradford in St. Louis on the move. Get motion from Jared Cook. Bradford with the snap. Give the football to his running back, Isaiah Pede. Pede put it on the ground. That football came out, and the Browns have come up with a takeaway.
Tomahawk chop. Phil Taylor, Browns ball buster screen, making the fumble recovery there. One of the good plays for the first team defense. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, Gerard Cherry with you till the top of the hour. Here it is, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. And it's a victory Friday, and we've been wanting to talk to you out there. 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850. The way to get on board with CBD. And the callers are rolling. And I got to say, good calls thus far. Very good, astute observations. Let's keep that going. We're going to go to Indiana right now. We're going nationwide today. We've hit Colorado. We've hit Ohio. Now we're going to go to Indiana. Brandon, what's up, brother?
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. I tell you what, man. My story here is I'm actually a truck driver, and I'm spoiled by great football by the man named Peyton Manning.
Sure.
Yeah, you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I hear you fine.
Yeah, I was spoiled by Peyton Manning there for about 10 years, and now he's gone. And I'm still trying to get on this Andrew Luck board. But last night I watched a great game, the Cleveland Browns, and I drove right by the stadium as the game was happening, and everybody has got this amazing spirit towards their team, like so much passion. And it's just kind of getting me on board, I'm not going to lie.
Nice observation. Yeah. Nice take from Indiana about what's going on here in Northeast Ohio, Brandon. We appreciate that. By the way, Tom Withers will be with us in a little bit from the Associated Press. So, all right. What else we got on the line?
Joey in Streetsboro. Welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Great
Good.
Show.
Thank you.
Hey, I wanted to talk about the fan experience. I'll tell you what, the pyrotechnics, I took my kids yesterday at 5 and 6, and actually, Gerard, I want to let you know, dude, I really appreciate you coming down and taking a picture with my kid.
Oh, okay.
He absolutely loved it. I don't know if you remember me.
I do recall you. Yes, I do.
What a nice guy, Gerard is.
Let me tell you what, Gerard, man, how long have you been out of football?
About 7-8 years,
about a week.
Man, dude, you look like you can play now, man. I couldn't believe it. You're all dieseled up, man. You look awesome.
Aaron Goldhammer said, I heard this on the elevator as we were leaving last night. You know, I think Gerard could still play. I could play like right now.
he probably could.
I'm just saying,
though.
That's the reviews. All right, Joey, thank you for the call, and he wanted to say something nice about you.
Look at Gerard making moments for people.
Yeah, it's nice kid. He's out there to enjoy us and come out there and participate. What else could you not do but say, hey, man, I'm happy to take a picture with you.
Was that network thing cool? I mean, we were all part of the pregame broadcast, and they had this gigunda table out there. And how many of us were up there? Like eight?
At 1.8, yes.
It was a committee meeting, and it was the pregame show, and it came off, though, and it was – I've never really been part of anything like that, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, did you have fun?
I had a blast.
Yes, I did too.
Everybody had. I mean, it was good. It was nice to see, you know, two stations merging. You got the producers from each state. Everybody kind of working their iPhones and then, you know, their computers and everything, and keeping this organized chaos going. And, you know, for the most part, it looked like it was working well.
Yeah, and it was. You know, it's a cool thing about it because a lot of people say, well, how do you work with your competition? How do you work with guys who you never worked with before? But when you're competent in your job and you work hard, you bring something to the table, it doesn't make that a hard of a transition at all. And that's the same thing for a football team. When you're competent and you're prepared, things work out. And you saw that, and I'm bringing the positivity back last night.
And you didn't throw an elbow or a forearm to your competition sitting next to you, and I was impressed with that because yours would hurt.
Yeah, well, I was tempted to during that halftime show.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about a couple of free agent acquisitions that were made and guys who I thought looked pretty good last night. And granted, in somewhat limited appearances, Devon Best was only on for 7 of the team's 23 offensive snaps. Comes in, first play on the field, third down, makes a big conversion. And the first team last night, 3 out of 4 on third down, a year removed from being third worst in the NFL with a 31% third down conversion rate. And then there's a guy that I can't stop but liking. I mean, I am happy he is a member of the Cleveland Browns. I think he brings attitude. I think he brings swagger. I think he brings relentlessness. And that's Quinton Groves. He had a nice sack in this game. He's great on special teams. He had a hit right after the quarterback got rid of the ball that was just like, he almost knocked the sauce off that man. So I think Quinton Groves is a guy that Browns fans are going to become very familiar with. They're going to like a lot. And he's one of those guys, if he wasn't on your team, you might be like, stop hitting my quarterback like that. But when he's on your team, you're like, go hit that quarterback.
And get to the game early so you can catch his pregame ritual. I caught it. The guy grabs the grass, sniffs it up, smells it, and the next thing you know, he just goes into this transition mode. So it was pretty cool witnessing that as well. So, yes, get to the games early so you can see those type of interactions, what Quinton Groves does to get himself ready for
like
a game.
Little Ray Lewis action. Yeah, that's interesting. And he does bring attitude, and he brings it to the practice field. I think every now and then a coach has to kind of remind him, these are your teammates. You want to go a little easy here. And he doesn't. He knows kind of one speed. And that speed is full. And the guy, and it's nice, too, that one of the first things we saw with that acquisition, we thought Ray Horton brings a guy from Arizona to help reinforce what he's doing here. But I think it's not just technical. I thought it was going to be more XO. And it's really a lot. I think it's even much more about attitude, emotion.
Right. You don't bring a guy to your team from your former team and have him be a slouch. this guy's going to show up and represent for you because Ray Horton's reputation is on the line. So great job bringing him in here. And, again, you see his attitude, and it showed up Thursday night.
Absolutely. I've been a big fan of Quinton Groves from the first day I saw him in practice. He was the first person to put somebody on their butts in training camp back when I'm not sure he was supposed to be putting people on their butts. That's the way that he
but
goes.
But he did.
That's the way he rolls, and that's an asset in the National Football League. So I liked him. Let me ask you guys this, Vic and Gerard. Who were some of the maybe under-the-radar guys that came in outside? You know, we've talked a lot about the first team, and obviously those are the guys that are going to be playing the majority of Sundays and hopefully, knock on wood, every Sunday for the football season. But who are some of the guys with the second team and third team that flashed to you, that stood out to you after going back and watching this game?
I start with Sam Roberson. Yeah. I know he had a mess. He had a play when he get out of the break good enough, but when he came back and responded with a touchdown, so you got to be encouraged by that.
Yeah, he's bounced back too from because he started off hot. And it was like everybody was looking at this guy and he's making plays, and then he started to gradually disappear as veteran teammates and defensive guys looked at him and said, "Okay, rookie undrafted guy, we're gonna calm you down a little bit." And he did make a nice play last night. I think Justin Staples showed me a lot. Hometown guy makes a big play, forces a turnover. This is what the defining part, the signature of this defense is, making turnovers. I like the fact that Phil Taylor, not underrated, but to see him come in with the tomahawk chop play on Isaiah Pede, that made a statement about what this defense is supposed to do. Force turnovers, make plays.
And when the big fella follows the play, makes one of those, that's a hustle play. That's an effort play. That's not giving up, chasing it down from the backside, making the tomahawk chop, generating the fumble. And you see that when your leader, when your starter at that position does that, and then you see later on in the game, Ishmaili Kitchen goes and runs down a play well down the field and delivers a
blow.
He decapitated that man. It was a de-helmeter, a big hit there. And I think that becomes contagious, and I think there's a little more attitude and a little more hustle and a higher motor with this team right now.
And I believe it was Roberson I saw make an excellent play down the field in the passing game, and I'm saying to myself, that's what you gotta do. You gotta go back there and not be a liability, but actually make plays. And this guy, again, he's under the radar, so to speak, nationally, but we know about him here, so I was encouraged to see what I saw.
Craig Robertson?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Robertson. He was lined up, and it was a pre-snap read that was as easy as day for Sam Bradford to see. Man for man on Tavon Austin, who is the fastest guy in the draft and one of the fastest guys in the league. Mike Mayock, when Andrew Siciliano was here, said he called him the most explosive guy in the NFL. Granted, it was a great throw by Sam Bradford. Austin perhaps could have made the catch. It was thrown in the only spot he could have caught it. But Robertson was right there 20 yards down the field in man-to-man coverage with Tavon Austin. And to me, that was one of the most impressive plays I saw in the game yesterday, Craig Robertson. He's been a dog all preseason.
Yeah, he's making his case to be not just someone who fills a spot next to DeQuell Jackson at inside linebacker or
makes
critical
an
spot,
impact.
But an impact player who can play in this league for many years. You heard DeQuell Jackson talk about him. DeQuell loves this guy, and the kid works at it. He studies. He picks DeQuell's brain. He's a sponge, and he's aggressive, and he's intuitive, and he showed a lot of that last year as well. Tom Withers from the Associated Press is going to join us in a little bit on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, ESPN 850 WKNR.